Here we go. Join us for the 10th anniversary once-in-a-lifetime cow cruise around the Horn of South America. That's right, this time we sail around the Horn February 5th through the 21st of 2025. We know that you've been waiting for this opportunity for years. Well, now it's time. There is nothing better than sailing with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded cow listeners as we spend 17 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of South America. Our adventure begins February 5th through the 7th, 2025, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where we tour the city and El Ombu Cattle Ranch and see how the gauchos cowboy in the Southern Hemisphere. Then we board the Sapphire Princess of Princess Cruise Lines for a two-week cruise with stops in Montevideo, Uruguay, Puerto Madryn, Argentina, and the Falkland Islands. Then we continue around Cape Horn with stops including a visit to the King Penguin Colony in Tierra del Fuego, Argentina, Punta Arenas, Chile, visit the Amalia Glaciers at the Chilean Fords, Puerto Montt, Chile, while ending in Santiago, Chile. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions, excursions, and amenities reserved only for cow cruisers. And you know there'll be plenty of fun and laughs with evening entertainment just for cow cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today at 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131. Or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now to join us for the 10th anniversary Cow Cruise around the Horn in February of 2025.
Howdy, folks. This is Wiley Gustafson of Wiley in the Wild West, and you're listening to the Clear Out West radio show.
That's right, Wiley in the Wild West. You are listening to Clear Out West radio show.
Yahoo.
And they've turned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Well, I'm still mad about this.
Oh, tell me.
Okay.
All right.
You know.
I know where you're going. I know exactly what you're talking about already, because you're still mad about
I'm
this.
I'm still mad
okay,
about
Okay, go ahead.
It's probably not what you're thinking.
Oh, okay. It might be something different.
Might be something different.
All right.
I was told to keep the ticks off of you.
Yeah.
We're not in tick season in this country.
Not yet.
Not even close.
Yeah.
But in other places, tick season goes 24/7,
sure.
365.
Yeah.
Well, I was told that to keep the ticks off of me
is
to get a dog collar.
Oh, no.
Flea and tick,
oh, no.
Dog collar.
Have you read the contraindications?
They left a few things out.
Yes, there are.
You don't put it on your hide.
One of
You don't put it around your neck.
One of them is sterility, by the way.
not an issue.
Anyway, yeah.
Not, right. If you put a dog collar on, put it on your clothes, not on your skin.
Right.
And put it around your cuffs and don't put it around your neck.
Well, I thought for sure you were going to whine about them changing nails from selling them by the pound to the count.
Why didn't I go there?
Because I thought for sure
that
you were still mad about that.
I am too. I truly am.
Well, they said it was for quality control.
Quality control.
My eye.
It hasn't helped.
It hadn't helped a bit.
No.
Actually, all of this is great information there, big fella. And thank you for Farrier's File. Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, are you kidding me? You wear a
that
dog.
Was Farrier's File.
You put a flea and tick collar on it? Really? How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick,
dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us voicemail 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. That's right.
Yeah. Flea and tick free.
That's right. P.O. Box 1547. Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Oh, we nailed that well, one, man. Let me tell you.
Whew, I'm sure that's over.
That was a quiet affair years file there.
Let's have some music, shall we?
Why not?
Yeah, that's right. Kyle Evans is riding along with us. He's talking about the hustle.
I was decked out in my Wranglers and my best cowboy shirt, wearing Justin's and a Bailey shape just right. I was mounted to the hill on the best calf horse I owned. He was quick and seasoned, really tuned up tight. Not a big money roping, just a jackpot among friends. Though they took all comers, most of them I knew. I was checking out the cattle on the backside of the pen when I saw the strangest sight come into view. 'Twas an old battered truck built some 30 years ago. It rattled as it pulled into the gate. The old sideboards were banging as the dust rolled out behind. They were driving like they thought they would be late. There were five kids in the cab, riding in the middle, with mom and dad sitting by the doors. I thought this kind of funny, but it really tickled me when I saw the kid back riding with the horse. While the stranger got his horse out, the wife and kids unloaded and sat together quietly on the ground. Then the cowboy saddled up and quickly hung his rope, and I watched him as he slowly rode around. His shirt and jeans were dirty and they'd seen their better days. His hat was rolled and greasy on the brim. On his feet were leather work shoes, the kind a farmer wears. They were tied with twine and wearing mighty thin. His horse reminded me of horses that I'd seen at an auction headed for their final ride. A tall, big-headed thoroughbred, all scarred up on the nose, with ribs a-showing clearly through his hide. His feet were big as pancakes and nearly just as flat. I noticed that he's real cow hocked behind. And anyone who'd rope on him, I'm thinking to myself, is either green or had to lost his mind. I walked up to the lady who's taking entry fees, and I pulled a roll of 20s from my shirt. As I handed her the cash, I heard a cowboy saying, I just hope this greenhorn stranger don't get hurt. Well, the roping started right on time, 16 of us entered. The score was long, the calves were running fools. The cowboys turning in the times down in the lower teens. The strangers watching staying mighty cool. My cinch is pulled, I'm powdered up, my strings between my teeth. And I ride into the box 'cause it's my turn. If these cowboys think a 13 flat is good enough to win, then these cowboys got an awful lot to learn. I'm nodding, riding, roping, though we use a little ground. I don't mind runners if they're running true. I flank him quick and tie him tight and mount back up again. The judge says good, the timer says 10-2. Now I'm knowing that I've got it won and I'm feeling mighty good, though I'm trying hard not to let it show. The only thing between me and a pocket full of cash is the stranger, and he's the last to go. As he slowly rides into the pen, I'm thinking what a sight. Then all at once a change is taking place. The horse that looked so down and out has lit himself on fire, and the stranger's got a smile upon his face. He rides into the roping box and turns his mount around. The horse backs to the corner on his own. The smile is gone, there's sheer determination on his face, the likes of which I guess I've never known. He nods his head and holds his horse and never makes a move till the calf's completely cleared out of the gate. A move that's really pleasing me as I watch from the fence, 'cause I know this cowboy's coming way too late. But I've never seen a calf horse fire the way that pony fired, running low, his belly on the deck. They're really closing up the gap when the stranger takes his shot, and from 15 feet he ropes him round the neck. The horse sets low and sends him like a shotgun to the calf. He flanks and ties him up like a machine. He rides from the arena as the timer yells 9 flat, and I'm trying to believe what I've just seen. With my paycheck in his pocket, he puts his horse away while I'm still sitting stunned upon the fence. He quietly loads his family and leaves without a word, and no one around here has seen him since. Well, I don't know much about him, and I probably never will. I just know at hustling calves, he's number one. So if you ever run into him and decide to take him on, then friend, you'd better rope him just for fun. So if you ever run into him and decide to take him on, then friend, you'd better rope him just for fun.
Well, I could see how the old boys are still mad about that.
Yeah. Amen.
You suckered in by the hustler. You bet. You did stuff there. Yeah. All right. Well, we are.
We're still mad about that.
I'm still mad about losing to Tina Cranny in the Rawhide race. Okay, I'm sorry. I just can't get over that.
You're really holding a grudge, are you?
I just can't get over that. Yeah. Well, okay. I'm just saying, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. The guy pulling me had something to do with that, too. All right.
The header. The header.
It was
the heeler.
Right. Now blame the header. The header blames his horse, himself, his loop, whatever.
You want to know what I'm mad about?
What?
They moved the Dodge National Finals from
the
Pocatello.
Circuit finals.
The circuit finals.
I'm still mad about that.
Oh, man, that just
We got to go to a commercial, though, and when we come back, Yvonne has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.